You're listening to the Denver Real Estate Investing Podcast, where it's all about helping you grow your Denver real estate portfolio. Here's your host, Chris Lopez.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Chris Lopez here. And just to give you a warning and heads up, I drank way too much coffee this morning while I was preparing to record this episode. So I'm going to jump into it. I might be a little bit fast, but chug a couple cups of coffee and join me while I go through this. So on this episode, I'm going to be talking about a couple of big things coming up on the horizon. The first thing I'll be talking about is the next edition of the Guide to Denver Real Estate Investing Strategies. And I'll also be talking about the next iteration of this podcast and the Denver Investment Real Estate website. So let's jump into talking about the book. Now, this is the official title of it. It's called the 2019 Guide to Denver Real Estate Investing Strategies. And I published it right around May of this year. And it was a unique concept if you're not familiar with the book, because the majority of the book was actually crowdsourced from other investors here in Denver sharing their real estate investing strategies and their goals. So the purpose of the book was to share ideas, connect people to each other, and just let other people know what other people are doing to invest around town. And there's all sorts of different strategies. So it's meant just to be a really neat read to expose you to different people and different ideas. Now, a big reason this book was successful is because I had about 20 other investors contribute a chapter to this book. And for the next edition, which will be coming out roughly, my target is March of 2020, I need more investors to write their chapters to put in this next edition. So if you've not read the book, come to a class or go to the show notes in the link. You can order the copy off of Amazon, or we get a whole bunch that we just give away for free here at the office or class. So make sure you get one and read it if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you've read it, great, stay tuned. And then I want you to think about contributing your chapter for the 2020 edition. So why contribute? Well, as I said in the very first edition, there's three main reasons why I wrote my strategy and put it in the book. The first one is that there is power when you write down your goals and strategies. Writing something is a lot more of a commitment and forces you to clarify things differently than if you just think about it or verbalize it. Writing it down takes a lot more clarity and thought to do it. So there's power in writing down goals and strategies. I'm sure everyone's heard numerous books and people and podcasts talking about the power of written goals. So you know that deal. The second thing is publicly sharing. Now, I'm a big believer in that the more you share, the more you get back. And plus, if you're sharing your ideas and your strategy and your goals, that's going to lead into the third thing, which is accountability. Now, writing a chapter in a book is not the traditional sense of accountability where you're working with, you know, another person or small mastermind where everyone's holding each other accountable and sharing ideas. But writing a book or writing a chapter in a book is a similar concept where you write your chapter and now a few hundred other people at least around Denver are reading that chapter. And that's going to hold you accountable, because I know it does for me when I write something. Great, that's helpful for me, but when I write something and share it, whether with one person or 10 people or 100 people, the more people that read it, the more I feel like I have to perform to achieve those goals, because I don't want to let people down. And I actually, it's more of I don't want to say, hey, I'm going to do something, and I don't do it. And so that makes me perform better, and I feel like most people are the same way. So that's why I wrote my first chapter, and I'm writing another chapter in the 2020 guide. And I think that's why you should write a chapter as well. So fast forward after about a year of my initial strategy published, and you know what's done for me? It's led to new ideas. It's led to deal flow. It's led to more clients. It's led to a bigger network. And these are all important items for building my real estate business and also my real estate rental portfolio. So can I say that the chapter is the whole reason that I've had more success this year? No, but it's definitely a big part of it. And if you write or publish a chapter, will you get the same results? I have no idea. But I can guarantee you, if you don't write one, you won't know. So I'll put a link in the show notes for the details on the submission guidelines, but I'll just touch on a few main bullet points. But if you want to write a chapter, please do click the link or email me if you can't find it, and I will send you this page. There's about 20 bullet points on here. So main ones are submissions are due January 5th, 2020. That's our hard stop because that's what me and my team need so I can have everyone start the process of editing, formatting, and doing all the book publishing stuff. And please don't submit a chapter without reading the previous edition, because one of the goals here is just to make each book build upon the previous book. And yeah, just read the first book and that'll give you insight into what your chapter should be like. Please give a basic proofread before submitting it. Doesn't need to be perfect. You're not submitting it to your high school English teacher, but please don't send us a sloppy mess because we do hire a professional proofreader, but please give a couple once-overs to make sure it's in pretty good format. Talking about formatting, nothing fancy. Keep it simple, keep it basic. To headlines, a few bullet points, bolding, italics, nothing fancy. And please do it in a Word or Google Doc format. And a key point is that your chapter is not a sales letter for your services, your courses, your conferences, your deals, or whatever. The main goal of this book is to connect people, and so they can eventually do deals together, but you do that providing value, not by being salesy. You provide good value, people reach out to you, and people will connect. No minimum or maximum length. You'll see in the previous book, some chapters were a couple pages, some were 30 pages. If you contributed in the previous book, I am not going to republish your same strategy. So either give it a significant update or write a new chapter with your goals for this year and any minor updates. And for the 20 people that wrote it, if you're confused by this, email me. We can hop on a 5-minute phone call. And so here's the one key requirement for submitting a chapter. You must have a Denver connection. And what that means is you live in Denver, or you invest in Denver, and maybe you live in Denver and invest out of state, fine. Or maybe you live in Denver and invest in Denver, great. That is probably what 80% of the contributors did last year. Or if you lived out of state and you invest in Denver, that's fine too. But the Denver connection is the common theme that is the glue that holds this book together. So you have to have some connection to Denver. Anonymity is allowed, but my preference is to avoid it. Regardless, I would still rather have your chapter than not have it, but a first name, your real first name, is required. So those are, let me see here. Yeah, those are the main submission requirements on there. If you need more clarification, reach out to me or click the link in the show notes and you will see the full list on there. And that is, there's one more bullet point. Actually, I want to talk about this on the submission requirement. This year, I want to include a short biography or short bio with everyone's chapter. So when people open up the chapter, it'll say, hey, this is Chris Lopez. And Chris Lopez is a buy and hold investor. He's an investor-friendly real estate agent who helps other investors build a rental portfolio. Chris is also a real estate financial planner who helps clients create and execute their long-term real estate investing goals. Connect with Chris at, cell phone, website, email type thing. And so that's why I want every contributor to put in there is just a 1-3 sentence bio and hopefully your contact details, just so that way people can, at a snapshot, know who you are and what you're doing. And they want to reach out to you, great, they can reach out to you. So that is the last bullet point on the submission. So check the show notes to get the link with the full details on there. And remember, the deadline is January 5th. If you send it to me January 10th, you're not going to be in this year's edition because I have a huge snowball effect and I've got about a 2-month timeline for getting the next edition out. So I've got firm deadlines on there. So January 5th, which is a Sunday at midnight, is the deadline. So use some downtime around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's to spend a couple hours to figure out your goals and then put them on paper. And if you need help in creating your strategy, I'm doing a webinar on Black Friday, which is, I forget the exact date, but it's the day after Thanksgiving. And I always like that time of year for goal setting. I find other people do as well, because usually everyone's kind of off of work. We're in holiday vacation mode, so it's a great time to spend 2 hours to do some longer-term planning. So I think it's 9 a.m. on Black Friday. I'm doing a webinar called How to Create Your Real Estate Financial Strategy or Your Real Estate Investing Strategy. So that will also be recorded and then put up on the webinar, or I'm sorry, on the podcast channel. So if you're confused or need help on creating your strategy, make sure you check out that webinar and then future podcasts, because that will help give you some format and ideas in, most importantly, creating a strategy, and also giving you some a stricter format or a better format for getting your strategy in the next edition of the book. If you got questions on here, reach out to me. All right, so going on to part two of the podcast, and I want to talk to you about just some podcast and website updates. And it's no, I mean, I don't want to say it's anything major. It's just the kind of the next iteration of what I want to do with a podcast and what I want to do with the website. Because it hit me a while ago that the podcast has been going on for almost 2.5 years now, which is amazing to me. I love doing it. And just my personality is great. How can I always improve? How can I always get better? Oh man, I'm doing it this way. I want to do it this way now. I got this idea. I got this feedback. So that's where this next iteration is coming from. Been doing it for a few years. I've learned a lot, gotten great feedback, and now I've got all these ideas where I would just want to take things up a notch. And the biggest feedback I've gotten from people listening to the podcast and then also the website are these two main bullet points. Is the Denver focus, since we are all Denver focused here, and then the deep dives I go into on various topics. So Denver focus and then deep dives, which is no surprise because that's really what the podcast website is geared towards. And frankly, that's what I enjoy about producing the show on the website, because a lot of the show with bringing another guest on there is for my own learning and knowledge. So I like to go really deep on topics, as a lot of you probably realize that. So now with a couple years under my belt and just having a lot of foundation built and having some more resources and staff in place, I can implement this next iteration, which is some new ideas for the podcast and website. So I briefly mentioned this this first update like 2 months ago and then didn't really follow through on it. And that was actually an update to the monthly roundups. My ambitions for getting some of these updates in place did not go well with reality. And I say that because I'm recording this in early November. And in August, my wife and I had our second daughter. And anyone out there who are parents, you know how those first few months of a newborn, how hectic and sleep deprived life is. So doing some updates to the podcast and website were nowhere near the top of the priority list between family, chasing down deals, locking up deals for clients, you know, the more important stuff. But now life is getting back more of an even keel, so I can start implementing these updates. And plus, I'm sharing this publicly, so that way I can follow through and make sure I get all the stuff out there. So updating the monthly roundups, which is what I used to do, a monthly market update, and then cover one or two deals in that roundup. So two things I didn't like about that format is I often felt crammed because I felt like I was trying to fit too much into one topic or one episode. And then secondly, I mean, when you guys are listeners out there, because I'm listeners of the podcast, sometimes you just want to hear one section of that episode. Maybe you don't care about the monthly update because you know, hey, great, I got the gist of it, but I want to dive into this episode or this case study. And so I want to actually separate out all these episodes so I can go into deeper episodes and deeper topics for each one of those topics and give you the flexibility to pick and choose what you want to listen to, or sometimes go back and revisit a certain one if there are some nuggets in there that you want to listen into it. So immediately following the release of this podcast, I'll be releasing the first market update with this new format. It's going to be the October monthly market update. And so it's going to be very similar to what I've done before, just a little bit deeper. So we'll go through the regular market stats for that month, and then we can spend a little bit more time talking about some interesting data or news or reports that I've come across in the previous month. So just, you know, I see a lot of neat data and articles. So I'll pick a few of those and just share those with you that I found interesting, or just different data points that, oh, this is interesting, let's talk about it. So the second part of those monthly roundups is doing the case studies of deals that I've closed with my clients, either deals I'm buying myself or with clients. So I'll be separating those out into individual episodes. So every case study will be its own episode. And the main reason I'm doing that is so I can go into more detail and not feel as crammed because I'm trying to fit so much into one episode. So with those case studies, we'll be rolling out a new and more consistent format. So that way, every time we're doing a case study, we'll have a consistent format. Because when I come to websites or listen to podcasts, I do appreciate consistent format. So I imagine a lot of you guys out there are like me. So right now, and this might change as I start doing these, the format's going to be quick overview, giving a profile of the investor of where he or she is in life, their goals, what they're up to. You know, just a high-level profile, no specific personal data, but just a high profile, jumping into the property details, talking about how we sourced the deal and how we found it, and then going into a lot more details on our offer on the property, and then what happened while we were under contract. So going into an overview of those, going into a more detailed overview of the financing and lending aspects of it, and then ending things with a deeper dive into our spreadsheet analysis. So in addition to releasing it on the podcast, I'm also going to make it a goal to publish everyone on a YouTube video. That way, if you want to see some of these numbers or see the bullet points we're talking about, you can go watch the video. And also publishing a companion blog with a lot more details on the deals itself. Because oftentimes, the blog is just a few sentences that point you in the direction of the podcast. Well, now the blog will be able to stand on its own 2 feet, and it's really going to be an executive summary of all the data. That way you can read it or skim it, or you listen to the podcast, you can click the show note links and go there and just, you know, quickly scroll to one or two data points that you want to see. And that way it's just going to be a better user experience. And in the long run, I like it because it's building a more in-depth library. So that's the first update to the podcast, because I love doing the monthly roundups, but now I just want to shift it out to more episodes and deeper episodes on those individual topics. So once this podcast is over, the next one should be the market update, and the one after that should be our first case study using this new format. We're actually going to all those details on one of our clients' third house hack and nomad property, so make sure you check those out. And the last update to the podcast is I want to focus on doing deeper content, as I've mentioned a few times now. But rather than trying to cram everything into one episode, I want to get more focused on doing more of a mini series type of episodes, where it's multiple episodes on one topic. So this year I did a few of these. So I did like a 3-part series on how to build a 10 property portfolio using the real estate financial planning software. We did, I think it was a 9-part series on understanding ADUs or additional dwelling units. And then I did a 6-part series with Peter McFarland on business entity setup and tax planning. And I got great feedback from people listening to those. And I also really enjoyed doing those myself as well, because I could just learn a lot more about the topic that way. So I want to start doing more of these mini-series, for lack of better words. So the next two mini-series I have planned, and these will start releasing after these next few podcast episodes, one is really focusing on return on equity. Now, I've not talked much about this on the podcast or the website, because it's a really advanced topic on, you know, how you can, a different way to analyze current properties you own, but it can be a major lever in helping you to acquire more properties and really accelerate your portfolio building. So in the long story short, think about playing Monopoly, but this is adult Monopoly, going from one green home to a red hotel, so trading up to bigger properties, and understanding return on equity is vital in order to do that. So I'm going to release an episode on understanding the initial return on investment. And that's going to be a foundational one, talking about, hey, when you invest your initial lump sum of money into a property, down payment, closing costs, rent-ready costs, all that stuff, great, here's how we measure that return the first year. And then after year one, return equity, in my mind, becomes a much more important metric than your initial return on investment. So the second episode, we'll talk about the basics on return on equity. And I'll go through a very high-level example so you understand the concept of it. and I'll go into a detailed case study on what I personally did this year. So you understand why I traded one property, which was a single family, into a fourplex, understand all the numbers behind it and my thought process. Because I looked at four different scenarios and I went with this one scenario, and return equity will explain my thinking. And then following that, I'll do a couple episodes on pulling equity out of your primary residence, because there's equity in your investment properties and there's equity in your primary residence. And so both can be a very, very powerful tool. So I'll do either two or three episodes, at least two episodes, on a real estate financial planning model I built for a client. It's a really in-depth analysis for a client that bought a home 3-4 years ago. He's had some equity build. And he and his wife and family are debating, hey, do we do a cash out refinance? Do we sell the property? What makes the most sense, and how's it played over the next, you know, 15 years to get to our goal of, I think it was $10,000 a month in income. So I'm going to go through the details on that. And then after I talk about that, I'll go through the details on a cash out refinance that I just did in my primary residence. I closed on it about a week ago, and I'm pulling out just over $100,000. So I'm going to go through my decision-making process on there. Hopefully I can bring in Joe Massey on there, talk about all the details of cash out refinances. Why did a cash out refinance versus a HELOC versus this? And then how the numbers work, because yes, my monthly payment's going up, but here's what I expect to make in a greater return. My mortgage going up by about $400 a month. So I might weave in one or two more episodes on there, but that's going to be the first mini series. So the working titles be something around return on equity. So be on the lookout for that. And then the next mini series after that is going to be a 7-part series on fix and flipping with Derek Marlin, and it's titled Elevate Your Flip. So I think back in episode 50 or 40 something, Derek came on and talked about how he's, you know, flipping, and he's built out a really impressive business and system. So he's going to come on here and give the breakdown about what he's going to do for flipping. So quick rundown, episode 1 is called Denver Flipping Blueprint. That's foundational content. The next episode is going to be understanding the Denver market overview and then how to analyze deals. Third episode is finding fix and flip deals in Denver. And the next one, episode 4, is talking about his big 4 of project management. Episode 5 is a continuation of project management, those big 4. Episode 6 is actual case study of doing a project management on a current deal he has. And episode 7 is just a conclusion episode to help give you some additional information and calls to action on how to get into fix and flipping. So it should be really, really great content for both of these miniseries. And I plan on doing a lot more miniseries next year as well. And then in between these miniseries, I'm going to try to batch them all together so they're all continued. And in between them, I'll be interspersing the deal analyses and the monthly market updates, along with the continued interviews with other people around Denver. So that is the big picture there on the podcast. And then as we record these mini-series on the podcast, I want to start building out the website and turn them into mini-courses. Because then a lot of times, you know, you're like me and you're listening to the podcast while you're driving, and you're consuming about, you know, 50-60% of it while you're multitasking. I get it. I do it all the time. But then there's some episodes where you really want to dive into a topic and go study it. And my goal is to make these very in-depth, high-quality content series. So not only having the podcast, but then doing an in-depth blog article on the topic itself, and then structuring them so you can go through and actually take the course. So that's good for you or a friend or a client or a business partner. You can say, great, I'm going to learn about business entities. I'm going to go through this 3-part course series from Peter McFarland. Oh, I want to learn about return equity. I listened to that podcast a year ago. I'm going to go back and revisit it. Then I'm going to go to the blog and actually look at all the tables and charts and graphs to go from a 60% understanding to a 95% understanding, because now I want to sell a property to buy a bigger property. So the website, in addition to that update, will be getting some other revamped just look and feel and content. Nothing from like a major overhaul. A lot of it's just going to be cleaning it up, giving it a better structure, and just really diving deeper into content, because I enjoy doing it, and it's a really good way to connect, to learn, to drive business, to drive deals. So let me just check my notes here since I'm hyped up on caffeine. So that is all the talking points I want to talk about in this episode. Thank you for listening. If you've got questions on any of this, email me, chris@denverinvestmentrealestate.com. If you have ideas for future miniseries, definitely email me as well, because I've got my list of ideas. But I always love getting other ideas from people, and I've got my ideas list. I'll copy and paste it on there. And I hope that I can grab one of your ideas and go out there and do a 6-part or 3-part series on there and dive into some deep details. So thank you so much. And just as a reminder, book submissions are due January 5th. If you need help on creating your strategy, either for the book or just for your personal self as an investor, make sure you come to the webinar on Black Friday on how to create your real estate investing strategy. If you can't make it live, don't sweat it. Catch the recording on this episode or the YouTube channel. All right, have a great day.